This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, they say more than half of Americans have chronic health problems. That's what they said. That's more than half. They have at least one, I should say. Sorry, the title. More than half of Americans have chronic health problems. Guys, I love you in the media, but you need to make these headlines a little bit more grammatically correct. But I get what they're saying. So, if more than half of Americans have at least one chronic disease, what does that mean? Okay, well, one, they could have heart problems. They could have diabetes, and you know how expensive that is. They could have a mental illness. They could have problems with drugs or alcohol. They say the health of individuals in the U.S. is increasingly being defined by complexity and multimorbidity, the co-occurrence of two or more chronic medical conditions. But I'm surprised that it's only 50% having just one. Okay, especially since I think a lot of people have mental illness. I think a lot of people have high blood pressure. A lot of people have high cholesterol. A lot of people have diabetes. But right now they're saying at least 50% of us. But if they're saying 50% of us, looking at all of us 18 years old and older, then now that's basically looking at almost the majority of us middle age on up have a chronic health condition. You know, in the olden days, it was like, no, I don't have anything. And so you had a lot more people that, quote unquote, didn't have anything. But here's the kicker with this one, okay? We test now for everything. So, you know, my father didn't go to the doctor. I mean, he might have had diabetes years before he was diagnosed. So, yeah, you know, so he was, yeah, or cholesterol. I mean, it wasn't until I dragged his butt, and I dragged him by the ear, and I said, and by the hair. It's very interesting, because I was always scared of my dad. My dad is Israeli. He's passed now. And, you know, Israelis are, they're tough. They're tough dudes. And love them. I loved my dad, but he was tough. And you don't tell your dad what to do. I was always known as a little baby girl. Little baby girl. He would call me Bupati or Bachianit or something that basically meant I was a little girl, you know, leave me alone. And and so for me to tell him to go to the doctor, it didn't until I was old enough where I had a little bit more gumption and I had a little bit more control. And I said, you're doing this and you're doing this now. And when he did, unfortunately, we found out he had diabetes and he had a lot going on. So one argument could be, Dahlia, nobody's checking anybody. In the olden days, and now everybody's getting checked. And if you go to the doctor, I get this all the time, Dahlia, I'm not going to go to the doctor because they're going to find something. Well, but look at my dad. If they would have found that my dad had high cholesterol and, you know, diabetes earlier, maybe he'd be alive today. So you forget that we're living longer. We're not dying in our 40s and 50s anymore as often as we used to. The Emory University researchers examined public health records to find out what percentage of U.S. adults have chronic medical conditions, mental illness, or substance abuse problems, and how many were also living in poverty. Chronic medical conditions looked at the study included asthma, cirrhosis, diabetes, heart disease, hepatitis, high blood pressure, HIV, AIDS, lung cancer, pancreatitis, and stroke. The study published online recently in Psychology, Health, and Medicine found that nearly 40% had at least one chronic medical condition. In addition, about 18% had been diagnosed with a mental illness in the past year, and about 9% abused drugs or alcohol during that time. Overall, about 15% were living in poverty. the investigators found among those with chronic conditions, many had less than a high school education, were unemployed, were receiving government aid, and had no health insurance. They found roughly 6% had a chronic medical condition, as well as a mental illness. About 2% had both a mental illness and a substance abuse problem, slightly fewer than a chronic disease with an alcohol or drug problem. Now, some of you say, wait a second, that's kind of low. Only 2% had both a mental illness and a substance abuse problem. I think that is an underestimation. How many of you admit to drinking too much alcohol? How many of you admit to abusing opiates or abusing marijuana? You know, guys, when marijuana gets legal, becomes legalized, and I think, gosh, are there five or six states are, I think, trying to legalize marijuana? Huh? Seven? Okay. So, I mean, we aren't all across the United States yet, but, when marijuana becomes legal, even though a lot of us are excited about that happening, you using marijuana will be still considered substance abuse. So, I know a lot of you already are, mapping out where you're going to go. Okay. January 20th to get marijuana. Keep in mind that it's still considered substance abuse. All right, so research has reported that 2.2 million Americans have all three issues: chronic medical condition, a mental illness, and a drug or alcohol problem. I would say, even more than that, because having a chronic medical condition is as easy as high blood pressure. Having a mental illness, such as, and remember, mental illness, they're not saying schizophrenia or severe psychosis. Mental illness is considered depression or anxiety. I would say 99% of the country right now has some sort of depression or anxiety about the election. That could be smacked with a mental illness diagnosis. And then drug or alcohol problem. If you guys smoke pot, if you drink a lot, that's you. They say adults with mental illness had more than triple the rate of drug or alcohol problems and were nearly 1.5 times more likely to have an ongoing medical issue. So what does it mean? Well, we need to get our acts together, guys. Okay? We have to pay for each other now. No matter what happens January 20th, we are going to be moving towards a more socialized medical system as more and more people are demanding it. You and I may not want it, but that's what people are demanding. And a more socialized system means we are taking care of those of us that need the services, even if we don't. And if we have a country where half of us have at least one major medical condition, it gets expensive. We're going to be talking about how the average medication expenditure is like at least $1 or $2 a day. How many people could afford that with one pill? 1-877-DOC-DALY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law.
See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed up credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. I apologize. There's a headline on the election, and it said roller coaster, and I guess I thought Twister. Twitter, please. Boy, gosh, we got to get this election out of our heads. Big thanks to Blake, who's working the dials. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Please follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Oh, my gosh. Okay, we have got to get past this election. Let us move on. Okay, what do I have here? I apologize. Everything is on the election, and I'm sick of it. Okay. Women now use the F-bomb more than men. That's a study I could talk about. They say men will now have the perfect response next time someone tells them to watch the language around ladies, because a new study finds women, especially British women, being reported by Fox News, to drop the F-bomb more than men. Researchers aren't even surprised by this. As part of a larger study of the English language to be completed in 2018, they surveyed 376 people and found that women said the F word 167 times out of every million words in the early 1990s, while men said the word 1,000 times per million words. But by 2014, female use of the word jumped more than 300% to 546 times per million words. I would say 546 times per hour. I see you ladies. Okay, you all act all dainty and all proper and all classy. But listen, I go to the bathroom in the women's restroom too, you know. And I hear, and Lord have mercy. Again, it's a code. We women, I'm not supposed to break the code. I'm allowed to talk about this because it's a study. Fox News broke the code, not me. Okay, but we women, we cuss a lot. Okay, let me just say that. Why do you think they not have a lot of women in radio? Why do you think it's mostly men? It's not because people would rather listen to men. It's not because men are better than women. It's because we women cuss a lot and they don't want us on air. 2014, female use of the word to jump more than 300% to 546 times per million words, while men cut their use nearly in half to 540 times per million words. And now women are known as the swearer sex. And women are more likely than men to say the SH word, according to researchers at Lancaster University and Cambridge University Press. Well, the S word, now there's so many S words that it's the SH word. They say this was also the case in the 1990s when women said the swear word four times as often as men, but today women say SH ten times as often as men. Maybe it's because, okay, listen, all right, I'm a woman, as you guys know, right? I know I don't sound like a man. I have ovaries, I have a vagina, I'm a woman. And I have a household full of men, okay? When my husband or my sons ask me to do something or ask me to find something, I'm all over it. They don't even have any thought of cursing because I am so on top of things. Yet, I'll ask my kids, okay, guys, do you have any clean underwear for tomorrow?
What?
Do you have clean underwear for tomorrow?
What's tomorrow?
School.
What? Underwear?
Oh, my God. Beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep. And that is the conversation every single day with the kids. And then I'll call from my husband. I'm like, hey, Corey.
What?
Corey, where are you? Core?
What?
There's a spider. Can you kill the spider?
What?
Would you? Where?
What?
There's a spider. Can you please kill the spider? I'm scared of spiders. I'm really freaked out. I can't. Come over here. I can't hear you. I can't. There's a spider in the hallway. What? Heck? Beep, 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 beep. And that's that. Okay, so, yeah, I cuss more. Guys, get it together. We don't have to cuss as much. They say it looks like there were a set of men who said the F word a lot in the 90s, and then they influenced the women to do it, and then it leveled. Says a researcher who credits the advances in equality with overturning the idea that there are things which men and women should or should not say. Gentlemanly behavior and ladylike language is becoming something of the past. So that's very interesting. Ladylike language. We women, especially women of my age group, we don't like being ladylike. My mom was of the day where you had to wear a skirt to work. You couldn't wear pants. And when I was growing up in the 80s, my mom said, look, you know, that's how we had to do it in the city. You had to wear skirts. Women weren't allowed to wear pants. And I'm like, but pants are so practical. I don't have to always, you know, close my legs and cross my legs. I could sit normally and, you know, you could ride a horse easier and you can. And my mom's like, yeah, but, you know, it's not ladylike. Yeah, it's not ladylike. My mom hated me wearing skirts. because everybody could see the farm, and she's like, "Stop it!" And I'm like, but I can't cross my legs. And then when I started crossing my legs, she's like, "Be careful, you'll get varicose veins." I go, "You just told me to not cross my leg." Beep 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 beep. So obviously we've had a lot of discussions on that. But women don't want to be ladylike women. A lot of us women aspire to be like me, Dr. Dahlia. You know how many women want to be like me? I am now, here we are in the 2010s, I am now the quintessential woman. It's not the motherly, nurturing, put your kid on your bosom. No, women don't want to be that. Women don't want to be the super skinny model anymore. Okay, being the super skinny model, everybody's made fun so much of the models being super skinny that a lot of women don't want to be like that. What women want to be is the type of woman where I could walk up to a group of guys, I could give them crap, they can't do anything to me, and I could drop an F-bomb and walk away. And that's what we women want to do. So lady like my foot. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Fox News is on a roll today because they're also giving us advice on the smart way to argue with your young teen. Okay, how many of us have kids or grandkids who are between the ages of 10 and 13? My son just turned 14, and I wanted to whoop that kid's butt every day of his preteens. Apparently, children of this age become more independent, and they begin to forge their identities. At the same time, the brain development makes them more impulsive, sensation-seeking, and sensitive to peer pressure. And I got to tell you, man, my younger one, this has been crazy. And it's like overnight, all of a sudden now, I could be around him. You know, but before that, I'm like, you know what, you are just too moody for me. The tumult can take parents by surprise. That's the word tumult. I use tumultuous, but I guess tumult is a noun form. Especially because the period right before adolescence is often relatively harmonious. For parents, learning how to effectively argue with tweens and young teens is crucial. Navigating disagreements over screen time and sleepovers also sets the stage for bigger issues, and then sex and alcohol. So therapists say argumentative young teens are healthy ones. Not going to be healthy for long after I whoop his butt. They are learning how to handle disagreements and advocate for their own point of view. I don't want to hear his point of view. There is nothing that he could say that is opposed to what I believe that I want to hear. I don't want to hear what he has to say. Skills that are critical for successfully navigating adult relationships. He needs to learn how to listen to his mama. He can navigate adult relationships later when he's with his friends or with his girlfriend, but when it comes to his mama, you just say, "Yes, ma'am." Yeah, see, notice how they do that now? They go, "Look, you have to let your kids back talk to you because it helps them navigate through adult situations." Yeah, try back talking to your boss. Really. If I back talk Blake, he would just pull the plug and there goes the show. You don't back talk to people. You don't. There is nothing that these young teens do, and they have done some stupid stuff that would prompt me as a parent to say, "Let them do that." Now, let them have an opinion. If they have an opinion on something, let them argue the opinion. Well, okay, that's good. Okay, yeah. But if you tell them go to bed, okay, and it's enough computer time, and they start to argue, and their opinion is different than yours, oh hell to the no. Oh, that computer is going out the window, and that kid is in bed now, listening to mama. So it's very, very interesting. I'll let the kids back talk. No. So what I would say is, let's say you have a teenager, okay? They want to be heard. Okay, why are they arguing? Is it because they want something to go their way? Is it because they want to beat you? Don't let them beat you. You're the parent. They will never beat you. You're in charge. Do not let the kid think you can be beat. The second that happens, they get away with stuff. So don't let them think you could be beat, but let them be heard. Say, "I'll take it under advisement." They'll respect you if you take it under advisement. "Well, Mom, I know it's 2 in the morning, but I really want to watch this other YouTube thing." Duly noted, but shut that crap off. Beep, 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 beep. Yeah, I cuss. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So they say an additive that is in processed foods has been found to cause colon cancer in mice. The emulsifiers are added to foods to improve texture and extend shelf life, the study researcher said. In mice, regular consumption of two commonly used emulsifiers led to changes in intestinal bacteria that promoted inflammation and colon cancer, according to the researchers. The two emulsifiers are known as polysorbate 80 and carboxymethylcellulose. Now, colon cancer obviously is one of the leading causes of cancer-related deaths worldwide. There is increasing evidence that intestinal microbes may play a role in colon cancer, according to researchers at Georgia State. The incidence of colorectal cancer has been markedly increasing since obviously the mid-20th century, according to Emily Vinos, an assistant professor at Georgia State. But they say a key feature of this disease is the presence of an altered intestinal microbiota that creates a favorable niche for the production of tumors. So basically what they're saying is you could, let's say, be predisposed to having colon cancer. But if you have the right bacteria in your system, that may protect you. Now all of a sudden you add these food additives. Or, you know how we always said processed food and nitrites could put you at risk for colon cancer? Well, why? Is it because they specifically affect the lining? Or is it because they indirectly change the way the bacteria react in your colon, and that then predisposes you to the colon cancer? It's very interesting. I find it interesting. All right. They say the same team of researchers previously reported that consumption of dietary emulsifiers causes low-grade inflammation in the intestine. They say the dramatic increase of these diseases has occurred amid constant human genetics, meaning the environmental factor must have come into play. So additional research is needed before emulsifiers can be proven to be considered cancer-causing agents, according to the researchers. So, you know, here you have an issue where you have these, and let me read to you what they are again. It's the polysorbate 80 and the carboxymethylcellulose. Polysorbate 80, carboxymethylcellulose. Usually when I see that it causes cancer in mice, I don't want it anymore. I don't want nothing to do with those, but my guess is these emulsifiers are unfortunately in a lot of things. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Zika's in the news again, but some good news. Apparently researchers found that they think they could protect the fetus, a mice fetus, from Zika, which means maybe they'll be able to protect pregnant or protect pregnant women and their babies from Zika. Okay, now, it doesn't offer an immediate relief, but they say that the team has announced the start of human trials of a new vaccine. They say the treatment is based on the body's own defenses, an immune system particle called a monoclonal antibody that basically hones in specifically on the virus. The mice, in mice, it helped decrease the damage that the virus caused to developing fetuses, and also protect adult mice against infection in the first place. Now, some of you may ask, well, Dahlia, is it a cumulative effect? Is it a quantity issue or a quality issue? If the amount of virus is what is so devastating, and if they could reduce the amount that passes, that it won't affect the baby, then it's going to be a heck of a lot easier to come up with a vaccine. If it's a qualitative, meaning just one little virus, all it takes is being exposed just like HIV, being exposed just that little, that's enough to wreak havoc on the neurological system, then that can make it a little harder. According to Dr. Michael Diamond at Washington University of Medicine in St. Louis, he said this is the first antiviral that has been shown to work in pregnancy to protect developing fetuses from Zika viruses. This is proof of principle that Zika virus during pregnancy is treatable, and we already have a human antibody that treats it, at least in mice. Zika virus does not cause serious disease in most people, but it causes profound birth defects in babies infected in the womb, obviously. And the mosquito can be transmitted through mosquito sex, etc. And it could cause neurological syndromes in adults, but mice don't naturally catches Zika. So the study is not completely able to predict what would happen then in people. But lab mice bred to be susceptible to Zika show some of the effects that humans do. So the team scanned blood samples from people who had been infected with Zika, looking for antibodies that appeared especially effective against Zika, and they found that one looked especially effective, and they called it Zeke V117. Yeah, like Ezekiel Elliott, they're calling Zeke. No, we're not talking about Ezekiel Elliott. This is called Zeke V117. Even a single Zeke V, it's not considered Zeke 5. It's called Zeke V, Z-I-K-V, for Zeke virus. 117 dose given 5 days after infection protected mice against lethal infection. And when they gave the antibody to pregnant female mice, either just before or after infection, it reduced how quickly the virus invaded the tissue. So it could help the mommy, and it could help the baby. And the antibodies did not appear to be dangerous to the developing little babies, baby mice. Baby mice are called mouse pups. Yay, look at those little mouse pipes. Yay, little puppies. The anti-Zika antibodies were able to keep the fetus safe from harm by blocking the virus from crossing the placenta. So we still have a long way to go before this could be tested in humans, but this is very, very cool. 1-877-DOC-DALO, 1-877-DOC-DALO. Switching gears now to Ebola, we have some breaking news. There's an employee in a high-level Canadian laboratory who may have been accidentally exposed to the Ebola virus on Monday after working with pigs who were infected with the virus as part of an experiment. The employee noticed a split in the protective suit after working with the pigs. Oh, that's gotta stink. Oh, that's not good. All right, now remember, Ebola is very different from Zika. Ebola, I mean, it just is anywhere near the vicinity of you. And unfortunately, you could get infected. Whereas Zika, you can walk by somebody and say, how you doing? And most people don't even know they have it or feel it. It's not, you know, spread respiratory-wise. It's not spread. Not that Ebola is, but it is. But droplets could unfortunately, certain bodily fluids could unfortunately transfer it, sweat, etc. So very interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say your miscarriage may have been followed by post-traumatic stress disorder. We forget that somebody who has a miscarriage, to make sure we're there for them, with support. And according to the journal BMJ Open, the researchers noted the survey of 113 women who had experienced early pregnancy loss surprised them. The researchers found 38% of those women met the criteria for probably post-traumatic stress disorder 3 months after their loss. Many of you have asked, you know, how long does it take to get over a miscarriage? Some of you have had a wife or a girlfriend who miscarried, and you guys want to get back on the bike or get back on the horse. And when do we bring it up? For some women, they went right away. They right away went back to, for them, that was a way to cope. For others, no. You know, just like when you lose a pet, you know, many people say, don't get another pet. You can't replace the memory. Yeah, you can't replace the memory. But for some others, it helps them to go to the pound, get another pet. When it comes to miscarriage, it's a loss. And nobody could comprehend how much that woman has bonded with a baby that she lost. Because the bonding happens, even if you don't want it to happen. There's parents that, you know, don't want to bond. Like, you know what? Just in case I lose a baby. That's what happened in my case. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to bond with them just in case, because every woman miscarries twice. You bonded. And thank God I didn't miscarry. But, you know, you just do, because it's your maternal instinct. And so I would say leave it up to her, but also make sure she gets help. Okay? Women who suffered a miscarriage versus ectopic pregnancy, where the fetus develops outside the womb, were more likely to report post-traumatic stress disorder symptoms at that point, 45% to 18% respectively. They say distressing or frightening events can trigger post-traumatic stress disorder, nightmares, flashbacks, etc. It affects work, it affects relationships, so something to think about. But don't go away, we'll be right back, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys. We are back on
the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, this election has been very, very difficult for, I think, all of us. Okay, I don't know any. Well, you know what? Maybe people in the media that were able to make money off of all the advertisers, but for you and I, this has been very, very difficult. So I really appreciate you listening to my show. You know, I try to give everybody as much of a break from the election, but there's no way we could not cover it. I mean, it's just anybody that cares about our country is going to care about the election. And you know, I just have to say something. You know, even for those that didn't vote the way I would have hoped they voted for, I'm glad they voted. You know, I mean, it's on one end, if we could look at anything positive, and we really have to look at the positivity of things, otherwise you go crazy. All right. There are people very, very passionate about this country. And if I saw a bunch of people say, I don't care, I'm not voting, and it was only a few thousand of us trying to make this election work, that would bother me more than seeing people on both sides argue and hash it out. So, you know, on one end, at least we have people that are very, very passionate about this country. Unfortunately, we wonder if somebody's vote is more self-serving versus more for the country. And so there's a lot of obvious debate on either side of the aisle as to whoever you voted for, was it to protect your own skin? Democrats think that of Republicans. Republicans think that of Democrats. What we have to do, though, is focus on the positive. We're getting a new president. Okay, I think this has been a very, very difficult last 8 years. This has been so difficult. And either presidential candidate is going to change Obamacare. Could be for the worse. I don't know how much worse it could get. But Obamacare is going to go away because neither candidate is going to want their name on this healthcare system that we currently have. And so that's a positive. Okay, another positive, people, no matter what happens with the election, is, you know, we're still alive. Knock on wood. We're still alive. We still hopefully have our family and friends. You need to find your family and friends that you did not tick off, that you did not tell off. You need to find them, hold them, and make sure this is what counts. If the candidate that you do not want or did not want wins, that is when you need to group together and find the support of your family and friends. Okay, we have one of the most divided countries we have ever seen. And there's been a lot of talk, you know, about how the country should just split. It doesn't work that way, especially since the middle country votes one way and then the eastern and west coast, you know, vote another. So it's not a simple north-south. It's not a simple let's all go to the center and give another political party the seaboards. It's not, it's, you know, we're not going to have a civil war, and we don't want a civil war. But if we keep this up, yeah, it's going to get ugly. I mean, our cops are getting shot. People are getting shot. A woman yesterday threw somebody onto the platform of a subway. Did you guys hear about that? This is horrible. They said the woman had schizophrenia. But let me pull this up. They said they had an argument. I don't know if we have any new information on that. But here we go. Investigators say a woman suspected of pushing another woman in front of a New York City subway Monday admitted during interrogation that she was involved in a previously deadly subway incident. New York Police Department confirmed to 48 Hours Crimesider Tuesday that investigators are now taking a look at an October 19th death in the Union Square subway station that was originally ruled a suicide. They didn't look at the video. Melanie Liverpool, 30 years old, is expected to be arraigned on a charge of second-degree murder Tuesday at Manhattan Criminal Court. Police say Liverpool was arrested Monday moments after pushing a 49-year-old woman in front of a southbound number one train at Times Square, and the victim died at the scene. Police said witnesses immediately pointed to Liverpool as the pusher. They saw this woman push another woman as they flagged down two police officers. It was a horrible incident, according to NYPD Chief of Manhattan South Detective William Aubrey, and says your heart goes out to his family and this victim. Now, witnesses described hearing arguing before the fatal push. According to the police, who said the women did not know each other. Liverpool has a history of mental illness and may have been talking to herself before lashing out. That's scary. That is scary. I mean, I love the subway system in New York. And, you know, whenever I go with the kids, I'm like, stand back, stand back, stand back. To think that somebody could push you in front of the train, it just blows my mind. And you see a picture of her, no remorse. And if this was the second time she did it, scary stuff. And I'm not saying this has to do with the election, but, you know, we have a lot of problems in this country. We have mental illness that is not being taken care of. We have still kids that can't read. We have students in school that are passing that can't hold a job. We have e-cigs now taking over tobacco, and students are getting hooked on nicotine before they were, you know, they might not have smoked. And now we have a whole new nicotine flurry with e-cigs. We have marijuana going to be legal in multiple states, and teens having access to that. In fact, they say teens who take opioid painkillers without a prescription often use marijuana. Researchers analyzed information on more than 11,000 children. We're talking about children and teenagers, 10 to 18, in 10 U.S. cities. And participants were asked whether they had used prescription opioids in the past 30 days and whether they had ever used cannabis. Overall, about 29% of the teens said they used marijuana at some point in their lives. Close to a third of our teenagers have smoked pot or used pot. But among the 524 participants who said they had used prescription opioids the last 30 days, then 80% had smoked pot. So what does that mean? Well, for those of us that are legalizing marijuana, our kids are going to flock to it. And if they do, they may be more inclined to also use opiates or use other drugs. Or those that are already popping opiates may double dip with other controlled substances. You know, we got an immigration problem that doesn't have, I don't understand, you're supposed to have legal immigration pathway and then an illegal pathway. And I don't understand why there's so much debate over, you know, how to address. I mean, we spend millions upon millions of dollars, okay, for ICE and for the way we are supposed to approach immigration, and it's an absolute cluster. We're going to be losing more and more jobs as employers are saying, to hell with Obamacare, I could just hire a robot, or I could just have a computer or a kiosk handle this. I predict in the next 2 years, you will see the majority of fast food places use kiosks. Okay? So that is going to completely offset all those workers that work in that service industry. You could start ordering from a table. You could order your food from a table at a restaurant now, and then somebody brings it to you. People are ordering, some of you, all this curbside takeout. Some of you, you're not even going out to eat. I'd rather you eat at home, but you're getting curbside takeout, or you're having it delivered to you. There's going to be less need for employees. People are using their computer to order. No, I mean, Black Friday, it's going to be very interesting to see who actually is getting out of the house to go to a store. Yes, it's fun to go shopping when you have the day off, but if you didn't have the day off, or if you didn't have the income to go shopping or the patience to stand in line, you're going to sit at home, sleep in, and go online, you know, with the internet. So we got a lot of issues. We have countries that are dying for us to be wiped off the face of the earth. We have people plotting against us. There's been so many high alerts today as they're concerned that there's been plots, as we've been very distracted with the election, and so many of our resources are going towards, you know, protecting candidates and stopping fights, etc. We got our work ahead, cut out for us, so let's just start working on it. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Rebel. Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.